Today's daf is Brachas Daf Nun Ches, and we are 12 lines from the bottom of Daf Nun Zayin Amid Beis, the two dots. Today's daf is being learned as a Zuchus Refuah Shleima for Shlomo Ben Tzara Aliza. So the Gemara is continuing to discuss the different brachas one makes if he sees different things. So the name of the perek is Perek HaRoya. It began with a bracha one makes if he's Roya, Makim Shenasu by Nisim Li Yisrael. The Mishnah says you make the bracha Baruch Sha'asa Nisim Laviseinu B'makim Hazeh. The Gemara talked a little bit about the bracha, mentioned that an individual would make that bracha if he had a personal salvation. From there, the Gemara digressed a little bit into the Arba Tzrichim Lahoidois, Berchas Hagoimo. From there, the Gemara digressed a lot into the Halachos and different Divrei Agada and anecdotes related to dreams. So essentially, we're returning to the regular program, which is Perek HaRoya, discussing if someone sees this or someone sees that, what bracha he would make. So the Mishnah said that if somebody sees Mokam Shenekru Mimenu Avodah Gilulim, there's an area where there was once Avodah Zarah, and there's no Avodah Zarah there anymore, he has to make a special bracha. Baruch Atah Hashem Elikeinu Melech HaOlam, and these brachas are all made B'Shem HaMalchus. Sha'okar Avodas Koychovim Me'artzeinu, says the Gemara Tanu Rabban and Roya, Markulis, if somebody sees the Avodah Zarah of Markula. So once upon a time, the majority of the world were pagans. They were Ovdei Avodah Zarah. They worshipped different deities. Some were more popular than others, and the Gemara talks about some more than others. One of the more commonly discussed Avodah Zarahs in Shas is the Avodah Zarah of Markulas. It says the Gemara, if somebody would see the Avodah Zarah of Markulas, Oymer, he makes the following brach, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Shenasan Erech HaPayim LaOivrei Ritzoinai. But the Rishonim speak out that Markulas is Lavdafka. We're using Markulas just as an example. But really, if a person sees any Avodah Zarah, he would make this bracha. Malkam Shenekri Men Avodah Zarah. What if a person sees a place where there was once Avodah Zarah, there's no Avodah Zarah anymore? That the Mishnah said, Oymer, Baruch Sha'akar Avodah Zarah. A person who sees a place where there was once a Vaidazar, there's no Vaidazar anymore, he should make the bracha and he should add a tefillah to it. He should say that just like Hashem uprooted this Vaidazar, so too, and then you should daven and say that all the Ovdei Vaidazar should do tshuva and they should worship you, Hashem. It says the Gemara in its Archloim, you shouldn't say this in Chutzlaritz. Because most are non-Jews. So what are you davening? That the non-Jews should serve you, Hashem? Why a tefillah for the Ovdei Kechavim? For the Yidden, it makes sense, such a tefillah. But why such a tefillah for the Ovdei Kechavim? No, you should add this tefillah even in Chutz La'aretz, but Nesha Asidim L'Sgayer, because the Ovdei Avodah Zarah of Chutz La'aretz one day will be Megayer. Shenem, as the Pasuk says, Oz Epoich El Amim Safa Berura. It's a Pasuk in Safanya Paragimel that talks about the end of days and says that La'asid Lavai, even the Umay Sa'olam, will one day do tshuva. The end of the Pasuk is Likrei Kulam B'Shem Hashem, meaning everyone's going to speak the same language. What's that language? They're going to all call out B'Shem Hashem, La'avdoi Shchem Echad. Regardless, so it makes sense to say V'Hashav Leiv Oivdeim L'Avdecha, even for the Oivdei Avodah Zarah in Chutz La'aretz, because when they start worshipping Hashem, that will be a sign of La'asad Lavei. So essentially, it's a tefillah for La'asad Lavei. Darish Rav Hamnuna, Roya B'Bavel HaRashah, if somebody goes to Bavel, goes to Iraq, Tzarech Levari Chomish Brachas, he makes five brachas. Rav Bavel, meaning, if he sees Bavel, the city, Oimer, he says, Baruch Shehechriv Bavel Harasha. He should make a bracha that Hashem destroyed Bavel. Bavel was once a very mighty nation, and as a result, you see it destroyed, you make a bracha. Shehechriv Bavel Harasha. Rav Beisai Shal Nebuchadnezzar. If somebody sees the house of Nebuchadnezzar, Omer, Baruch Shehechriv Beisai Shal Nebuchadnezzar Harasha. Rav Guv Shal Arayis. If somebody sees the Guv Shal Arayis, that's where Daniel was thrown into. Or he sees the Kivshana Esh, is a good tour guide, where Hanani Mishal Vazariah were thrown into. Oimer, you should say, Baruch Sha'asan Nisam Labi Seinu. But Makam Azet, that's the first bracha mentioned in our Perek. Rob Markulis, if he sees Markulis, Oimer, you should say, like we also mentioned, Baruch Sha'asan Erech Hapayim Levi Ritzaine, Rob Makam Shanoitim Menu Afar. If somebody sees the place from where they take Afar, Oimer, he should make the bracha, Baruch Oimer Va'oise. Goizer umekayim. So Rashi has two pshatim of what that means. If he sees the place, shenoitlam imenu offer. Rashi in his second pshat says that there's a place in Bavel that is completely not inhabited. Meaning all they use that area for is to take dirt and mud so that they can bring it over to places where they're building. So the whole mitzius of the place today is a makam shenoitlam mimenu offer, and it's symbolic of the destruction of Bavel. The fact that there's nothing there now other than the offer that's used to inhabit other places, that's a sign of churban, and it begets a special bracha. Rava says the Gemara on that note, when he would see donkeys taking offer from that place, he would go to the donkey and pat it on its back, and he would say, Ruhutu tzadiki, lemeved ru'usa demaraychu, by you taking offer from this place, you're being mekayim the rotzen Hashem. You're feeding into this idea that this part of Bavel is completely destroyed. See, he would give chizik to the donkeys. Where my brother Ravina would come to Bavel, have a shakal afra besudare. He would take a little bit of offer, he would put it in his sudar, the shadi levara, and he would throw it outside of Bavel. See, he would take a little bit of offer with him at a Bavel. So he was visiting Bavel, my brother Ravina, and he would come back with a souvenir. What did he take with him? Offer. Why did he do it? Because he felt that by doing that he was being Makayim a Pasuk in Yeshaya. The Pasuk says, V'tete siya b'metate hashmed, that Bavel will be swept away. So he was sweeping away, literally, some of the offer of Bavel. Rav Ashi said, I know Hadu Rav Amnuna Leishmili. I never heard this that Rav Amnuna said, that if somebody goes to Bavel, there's the opportunity to make five special brachas. But I made the brachas anyways, meaning I was mechaven to what Rav Amnuna said. Says the Gemara. More about Bavel. Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar. Niskala, Bavel, Niskala, Shechina. When Bavel was cursed, its Shechinim were cursed as well. Neskalala Shoimroim, but when Shoimroim, that's the northern part of Eretz Yisrael, that's what part of Eretz Yisrael that was inhabited by the Aseres HaShvatim. So when the Aseres HaShvatim were exiled, they were taken out of the land, Nesbarchu Shechinim. So even though Shoimroim was cursed, quote unquote, but the surrounding area was blessed. So when Bavel was cursed, Niskalalu Shechinim, it affected in a negative way its neighbors as well. When Shoimroim was cursed, it affected its neighbors in a positive way. Says the Gemara, Niskal Bavel, Niskal Shechinim. The pasuk says, "V'samtiel amoyrash kipah v'agmei moyim." It's a pasuk in Yeshaya Hanavi, who foresaw Golus Bavel. Right, Yeshaya lived during Bayis Rishon. Golus Bavel happened in between Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni. That's around the time that Bavel was destroyed. So the point is that Yeshaya was saying the vua, that one day Bavel would be destroyed, and he described the land that was once the mighty Babylonia as being a place that animals would come and they would congregate. So clearly the neighbors had no positive benefit from Bavel. To the contrary, it just brought in a lot of animals. Neskal l'shoimrim, but when Shoimrim was hurt, Nisbarchu Shechinah. The pasuk says, "Samti Shoimrim le'iasada le'matoy kerem." People, there were fields there, there were vineyards there. So at the end of the day, the Shechinim of Shoimrim ended up benefiting from. Amar Rav Nuna, Haroya Uchlusa Yisrael. If somebody sees a very large gathering of Jews, now how large? So just to give it away, the Gemara is later going to say 600,000 Yidden. So if somebody sees Uchlusa Yisrael, as defined as 600,000 yidden, it makes a special bracha. Omer, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Chacham HaRozim. So what does it mean, Chacham HaRozim? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yodea, reading from Rashi, Masha Belev Kol Elo. If you have 600,000 Jews, you have 600,000 opinions. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the Roz, the secrets, was tutzich by yedein and hearts. So you acknowledge, you bless HaKadosh Baruch. I see so many people, so many deos, so many opinions, and Hashem knows all of this. Wow, what a chacham. Baruch atah Hashem elekeinu melech ha'olam, chacham ha'rozim. We'll see a lot more about this later. If somebody sees a large gathering of Avdei Kechavim, Omer should say, Boisha imchem, your mother should be embarrassed. Tana Rabbanon, Haroi Yechlusi Yisrael, Omer, Baruch chacham ha'rozim. Why? She'ein daitam doimezel azeh, ve'ein partzufeim doimezel azeh. Because no two people look alike, no two people think alike. The point is, if you have 600,000 people, 600,000 opinions, like we mentioned earlier, and we acknowledge the chachma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he's Yodei HaMasha B'Lev Kolelo. Ben Zoyma says the Gemara, Roh Chlusu Agav Maile B'Harabayis. He was once on one of the steps of the Harabayis, and he saw Chlusa Yisrael, Omer, and he made the bracha, Baruch HaCham HaRozim. Then he made another bracha. He said, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Shebaruch Kol Elo B'Shamsheni. He thanked HaKadosh Baruch Hu for creating so many people, all to serve him. And this next Gemara is a little bit of a cryptic Gemara. Who are you, Omer? Ben Zayma used to say, Lishitasai. He made a bracha, you saw all the Jews, he says, you're all here to serve me? He says, The Gemara, Ben Zayim used to say, "Kam Yigias Adamarishan." Adamarishan had to work so hard. Ad Shematza Pas Lechel, until he had a little bit of bread. This is Adamarishan after the Avera. Charash, he had an Akar, Vizara, he had a plant. Vekatzar, he had a reap. Veimer, Vedosh, Vizara, Uberer, Vetachan, Vehirkid, Velosh, Veafa. I mean, all the Lama Tas Malachas. Veachakachachal, only afterwards he was able to eat. Vani Mashkvim Moitza Kalei Lemasukhanu Lefana. I wake up in the morning, I have people doing the work for me. Malachten, Nasasal, Yedei Acherim. Adam Arishan had to work hard. I don't have to work hard. The Kami Yigia, Yigaga Adam Arishan, that's a must. So back to Logosh. And look how hard Adam Arishan had to work until he found clothing. Gazaz, Velibain, Venifates, Vetava, Varak, Vachakach, Matzabega Lubash. Only afterwards he had clothing. Vani and I, Mashkimu Moitza Kolela, Masukhana Lafana. I have all these things waiting for me. Not just that, but the Kol umay shaita zubayis lufnei beisi. On top of that, all the umays come to my house. Vani mashkim umaytza kalelu lufanai. Rashi says that Ben Zoyma was an usher. Vakoban, that's all his chayra. People used to flock to him to do business with him. So Ben Zoyma said that, look at this, Adam Rishon had to work so hard. Me, I don't have to work hard. Everything is literally at my doorstep. And I have all these people working for me. Ad kidei kachta, Ben Zoyma saw Chlusa Yisrael, 600,000 gidin. He made a bracha b'shem umalchus. This is a famous piece from the Rambam, where the Rambam says Pshat and Ben Zayma, but we're not going to have time to go into it today. What does a good guest say? This is still Ben Zayma talking. Right, you get invited to somebody, and he puts out a nice meal, so a good guest walks out. You know, what he tells the Balabais is one thing, but even behind his back, he says nice things. Kama basa hevi lefanai, he served such good meat. Kama yayin hevi lefanai, the wine was flowing. Klama gluskais, the bagels were good. Hevi lefanai, v'chol macha tarach, like tarach ala b'shvili. Look at what he did all for me. Aval oirach ra ma'oimah, what does a bad guy say? Ma tarach tarach Balabais said, nah, what did he do already? Pas, how much did I eat already? Pas achas achalti, had one piece of bread. Katika achas achalti, had one piece of chicken. Kois echad shasisis, had a little bit of wine. Kol tarach shatarach Balabais. He makes Shabbos anyways. Said, brother, I was there. He gave me a seat. He gave me a little something. He had less leftovers. He had less to throw out in the garbage because I was there. That's the bad guess. What does the pasuk say about the good guess? Soiru anoshim, that's a positive pasuk. Aloyru roksev lochen yiru anoshim lo yirikol chachmei levo. Ishbi mei shol zokim baba yom. There was a person in the times of Shaul. He was very old. He was baba anoshim. Amar rabbi vitemir rav zvid vitemir rav yishaya. Who was this old man? Say Yishai avi David. It's none other than Yishai. David HaMelech's father. She yotza b'uchlusa. Whenever he would go out, he had an entourage. How large of an entourage? An uchlusa. 600,000 people. The nichnas ba'achlusa, and he would enter with an achlusa. The darash ba'achlusa, and when he gave shir to that many people. Amar Ula Ula said, "Nikatinon en achlusa be'bavel." The halacha that you make if you see so many people, you don't make them bavel. It's only in Eretz Yisrael. So if you see 600,000 yidden in Chutz Laretz, you wouldn't make the bracha chacham harazim. This is a bracha that you only make in Eretz Yisrael. Tana, we learned in a braisa, eino chlusa b'chusa mishishin riba. Not only that, the only time you make the bracha is if you have 600,000 yidden. But if you have less than 600,000 yidden, you don't make the bracha. Again, we're going to get back to this. Tana, rabbana, roi chachmi Yisrael. If somebody sees chachmi Yisrael, oimi makes the bracha. Baruch atah, Hashem alikeinu malachal. Get all these brachas av Hashem malchus. Shecholak micha. That's a bracha you make if you see one of the Chachmei Yisrael. Chachmei Ovdei Kechavim. What if you see one of the Chachmei Ovdei Kechavim? I mean, you're also supposed to make a bracha, a similar bracha. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Shenosam Michachmasai L'Reyev. So if you see Chachmei Yisrael, the bracha is Shecholak Michachmasai. If you say Ovdei Kechavim, it's not Shecholak, it's Shenosam. The same is true regarding a Melech. Haroyu Malchi Yisrael Oimer, Baruch Shecholak Mikvoidoi L'Reyev. Not Chachmasai. Chachmasai is if you see a Chacham. Melech has covered. Soim tosim alecha melech. Melech shemachal kvoide and kvoide machal. So he's a person who has tremendous covered. So you make the bracha not shecholach mechachmasa, it's shecholach mikvoide. But again, if you see a Yiddish melech, it's shecholach mikvoide l'reyev. If you see malchei oivde kechavim, it's oime baruch shenasa mikvoide l'briyoisam. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said, Oilam yishad l'olam lorat sikr malchei Yisrael. A person should always run to see malchei Yisrael. V'loy dekris malchei Yisrael b'vad, ela filu malchei oivde kechavim. But you should even run to see malchei oivde kechavim shem yiske, because if you will merit to see Olam Haba and to see Moshe Mashiach, when we'll have kings again, Yavchin, you'll be able to tell the difference between Malchei Yisrael and Malchei Ovdei Kechavim. So the Gemara is talking about the bracha that you make when you see a Chacham, the bracha that you make when you see a Melech. If you see Malchei
Yisrael shecholak mikvoid l'reyav. If you see chachmei Yisrael shecholak michachmasa l'reyav. If it's on the umay sa'olam side, then it's shenasa michachmasa l'briyosav, and it's shenasa mikvoid l'briyosav. Why cholak and nasan? So the truth is the Taz and Shulchan Aruch says that there are many, many pshatim that were said to be mechalak. He doesn't quote too many pshatim. He himself quotes one pshat, ayin sham. But it's interesting that the Taz says that he already saw many, many pshatim. But regardless, the Gemara is now going to digress a little bit on this note. Says the Gemara, Rav Sheshes Saginar Haver. Rav Sheshes, we know, it was a Saginar. He was a Suma. Have a cause. And the Melech came, and the whole Oilam, Kulei Malka, Kulei Alma, everybody went to go greet the king. The Kamaz Abadai Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes also went. He wanted to go see the king. I mean, couldn't see him, which is going to be the punchline of the story. Says the Gemara, Ashkechei Ahud Tzaduki, there was a Tzaduki there, Amalei. So he went to Rav Sheshes and he tells him, Chatzfi l'nahara. If somebody has a jug, so he goes to the Nar to fill it up. He wants water. But Kangilaya, but if you have a broken jug, you bring it to the well, you bring it to the Nar, you can't fill it up with water anyways. Meaning he was telling Rav Sheshes, you're a Suma, you can't see what's going on. So where are you going? Amalei, so Rav Sheshes told the Tzaduki, Tochazi, the Adana Tzeminoch. You're going to see, I'm going to know what's going on more than you're going to know what's going on. Meaning you think you can be a spectator, I can't. Get back here. Let's see. Literally. Chalav good the kamaiso. So they're there, they're waiting for the king, and all of a sudden they hear a big commotion. Ki ofsha. Amalei hu tzaduki. So the tzaduki turned to Rav Shesh, says, asa malka. He was being serious. He says, the king is coming. Amalei Rav Shesh is like kas. He's not true. He's not coming. Chalav gunda, hitaka didn't come. Chalav gunda tinyana. There was another wave of people coming and a motorcade. Ki ofsha, and it was making a lot of noise. Amalei hu tzaduki. So the tzaduki told Rav Shesh, hash the kasi malka. Now the king is coming. Amalei Rav Shesh, is not true. Like kasi malka. He's not coming. Then there was a third wave. And it was quiet. So Rav Sheshes said, Vadi hashta asi malka. Now that it's quiet, it's coming without a commotion. This is the Melech. How did you know? I mean, play it out that way. Amalei said, he told him, the Malchusa da'ara ke'in Malchusa da'rikia. Because we have a yesod in Yiddishkeit that Malchusa da'ara is ke'in Malchusa da'rikia. That the way the Malchus and government to set up in this world, this is all a mashal of the way the Malchus is in Shamayim. And the Chsiv, the Pasuk says in Malachim, Tseva madat abahar lufnei Hashem. V'hine Hashem oiver, v'ruach gedoyla v'chazak mefarei kar m'shaber salam lufnei Hashem. And there was a very powerful wind, literally a wind that was causing mountains to be uprooted. It was breaking rocks that came lufnei Hashem. But v'loi b'ruach Hashem, Hashem wasn't in that wind. V'acha ruach rash, after the ruach came, there was a rash, it was a storm. Then there was fire. But and after the ish, there was a very, very quiet. There was a cold. There was a silence. There was a deafening silence. And that's when Hashem came. The Pasuk says, so Rav Sheshes said that when the Eibishter comes, he doesn't come beruach gedoyla, he doesn't come berash, and he doesn't come be'esh, but rather Hashem comes with a koil of the mamadaka. So I know that malchusa da'aris ke'in malchusa derikia. So I knew when there was a koil of the mamadaka, when there was silence, that's when Mashiach was going to come. So, I mean, that's when the Melech was going to come. Yosef Malka, when the king came, Pasuk Rav Sheshes will come of So Rav Sheshes made the bracha. He made the bracha that he's supposed to make when you see a king. He's supposed to make Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. This is a non-Jewish king. Shenasa mikvoidoi libri yosef. Amalei hu tzaduki. So the tzaduki said, Lamandu lechazes lekamavarches. The perek's called perek haroya. If you see something, you make a bracha. He said, you can't see, you're a saginar. Why are you making a bracha? So the Gemara doesn't say what Rav Sheshes answers, but the Gemara says, Umay havaled ha-tzaduki. What was the postscript? What was the rest of the story? Meaning, the Gemara says, it has to be something happened to this tzaduki. You can't be mevazel Rav Sheshes like this and just get away with it. So the Gemara says, ikedami, there's two versions of what happened. Some say, chavroi kachlinu le'ene, that his friends made him blind. It was like a mida keneged mida. The ikedami, some have a different version of what happened. Rav Sheshes nasan enav boy. Rav Sheshes looked at him, v'nasa galsha atzomos, and he became a galsha atzomos. Now this idea that an amoira, a tzaddik, looked at someone, and the person became a galsha, there's many, many references to this in Shas, Rabbi Yochanan and others. But the Chiddush of this Gemara is, this was Rav Sheshes.
Rav Sheshes was a Summa. He was a Saginar. And you can't tell me this is Rav Sheshes before he was a Saginar, because clearly the story happened after he was already a Saginar. So what does it mean that Rav Sheshes looked at him? It's the Marshal's Kasha. But one thing is clear from this Gemara, that whenever the Gemara says he looked, it doesn't mean he looked. Pashit, you think it's something with the ayin, maybe he gave an ayin hara or something along those lines. It has nothing to do with Re'iyah. Because if this is the physical eyes, and the tzaddik was physically looking at this person, then it doesn't make any sense in the context of Rav Sheshes. It would seem to be more the Enei Asechel. Regardless, it's the Marshal's Kasha, Ayin Sham. Says the Gemara, Me'inyan le'inyan, from one story to another story. Rav Shela, Nagde lahu gaver the ba'al mitzvah. Rav Shela once gave Malkus to a person who was ba'al mitzvah. Azal achabe kurtzi be'malka. This person was very upset at what Rav Shela did to him. So he went and he was malshin by the Melech. Omar, he told the king, Ikachad gaver be'yudai, there's a person over here amongst the Jews, the kodayin dina b'loi harmona the malka, who is punishing people. He's giving very, very strict punishments without permission from the Malchus. Meaning, did this person have permission to give me Malchus? No. So he went and he told the king what's going on. They sent the shliach after Kiyosu. When Rav Shela came, they told him, why do you give this person Malchus? Amalui told him, the Baal Chamarta, because he was Baal on a Chamar. Amalui, they told him, Islach Sahadi, do you have witnesses? Amaluin, he said, yeah, Oseliyo. Elio Novi came, it'd be like Kainish. He dressed up like a person. The acid, and he said, hey, that's unbelievable. So Rav Shela gave this person Malchus for being Boil Mitzras. Apparently that was not considered a sin. But to be Boil Chamar, that was considered a sin. So when Rav Shela had to come stand in front of the king and he had to defend what it was that he did, so he sort of tweaked the story a little bit. He said, no, he wasn't Boil Mitzras, he was Boil Chamar. And he got Elio Novi to come as a witness to corroborate the story. Amrile, so they told him, if that's the case, Bar Ketalu, Yischayev Misa. Amaluhu, so Rav Shela said, listen, I understand Yischayev Misa, but I couldn't give him Misa, because Anan Miyoyim de Galina Me'ar, unless on Rishus of the Mikto, we don't have the ability anymore to administer capital punishment. But Atu, Naida Misa, Navidule. But he said, if you want to give him Misa, give him Misa, says the Gemara, Adde Ma'ainu Bebedino, as they started looking into doing their own due diligence to determine whether they should give him Misa, Pasuk Rav Shela v'Amar. Rav Shela got up and he's quoted the following Pasuk. The Pasuk says, we're all familiar with it, L'cha Hashem HaGdula V'HaGvura V'HaTiferes V'HaNetzach V'HaHoid Ki Cho B'Hashemayim V'Oretz L'cha Hashem HaMamlocha V'HaMisnase L'cho L'Rosh. Says the Gemara, Amri Lei, they told him, my comrade, what did you just say? Amalu, he told him, Hachi Kamin, I'm going to tell you what I'm saying. I just made a bracha. I said, Baruch Rachmano D'Yohiv Malchusa Ba'ar Kein Malchusa Derekia. Said Baruch Rachmana that the Eibishter created Malchus, which is a mashal, it's a me'ain of the Malchusa Derekia. Where do you see that in the pasuk? V'cho Hashem Agdula V'Agvur V'Tiferes V'Neitzach V'Ahoyed Ki Cho Bashamayim U'Va'aretz L'cho Hashem. That's Pasha, you read it. No, ki cho b'shamayim is ba'aretz. That everything that you have in Shemayim is ba'aretz. That is this concept of Malchusa, the Arake, Malchusa, the Rikis. He said, Fakir, I'm so impressed with your Malchus and your government, the way you set up, that I made a bracha, literally a bracha of Brich Rachmona Malchusa Ba'ara. So they commented, they said, wow, you love our kingdom to such a degree, you're such a supporter of our government. They told Rav Shela, you know what, instead of us dealing with him, why don't you deal with him and do whatever it is you want. So they told Rav Shela, when he was going out, the person came over to Rav Shela and told him, says, I can't believe that Hashem just performed the miracle, that your God performed a miracle to a bunch of liars. This is amazing. You know this is not what happened. You know I wasn't Baal Chamar. He said I was Baal Mitzras. He said, not just that, you brought forth witnesses. It was all like, Hanavi, no less. He's being over. Like, what's going on over here? Amalei told him, Rosha, lav chamar yikru. What, you're going to tell me you're not a chamar? The pasuk says you're a chamar. Tichsiv, as the pasuk says, Asha b'chsar chamar in b'saram. The bisir, the am hadoyma l'chamar. You're very much a chamar. What I said wasn't a lie. Says the Gemara, chazit dekozal meimer lu dekorinu chamari. So Reb Shela saw that this person was about to now go back to this melech. He had another piece of inside information. He was going to tell him that Rav Shela just referred to all the non-Jews specifically the Egyptians in this case, he referred to them as Chamorim. Omar, so Rav Shela said, I was going to give this person Malkus, but now I realize that he's a Roidif, because if he's going to play out, this is Kamsa Bar Kamsa 101. Hi Roidifu! A Torah Omer, and the Torah says, in Bala Hargacha, Hashkim Lahargoy, so he didn't do what they did, B'Shasa Churban, but rather Machir B'Kulfa, he went, and he acted upon it, V'Katle, ended up killing this person. Omar, so Rav Shela said, a beautiful Gemara, Hayo V'Sabili Nisa B'Haikra, said, look at this, I had a miracle happen to me with this Pasuk. Which pasuk? L'cha Hashem Agdula v'Agvura v'Atiferes v'Neitzach v'Hoyki Chol v'Shemayim v'Ares L'cha Hashem Amamlocha v'Amasnasa l'Chol Arosh. A miracle took place. So Rav Shela said, I have to give back. So what do you do if you have a miracle? Hagoyim l'chayavim toiv v'shegmalani chol toiv. You bring a carbon toida. If you see the makayim, so there's a brichas haraya sha'asa li'nes ba'makam hazeh. But Rav Shela wanted to do more. So Rav Shela said, you know what I'm going to do? Tarshinala. I'm going to darshan the pasuk. So Rav Shela went down, sat down, and he darshan the whole pasuk. He said, "L'cha Hashem Agdul." You know what that's referring to? To Ma'aseh Bereishis. The pasuk says, "Oisa Gedolos Adin Cheker." The pasuk is referring to Ma'aseh Bereishis, and it says the word Gedolos. So L'cha Hashem Agdulah is Ma'aseh Bereishis. Va'gavura zu Yitzias Mitzrayim. Where do you find Gavura Yitzias Mitzrayim? Shenemar va'yar Yisrael es hayoda Gedolos. Yoda Gedolos is Gavura. Va'hatiferes zu Chamu Levana Shomdul Yeshua. It's referring to the Cham and the Levana that was Omdul Yeshua. Shenemar va'yar This is referring to something that's going to happen. Didn't happen yet. But when the Roman Empire would fall, but Roman Empire fell, but in terms of, you know, all the ones that are giving us Saras, we had this in the beginning of the parak. That's when the two mountains, what does that mean? Rav Shela didn't darshan, but Rav Chanan bar Rav and the name Rav Yochanan did. Afilu reish gargisa min shamayu manilei. Even a little job to be in charge of the irrigation canal that fed the local farms. Even that is something that l'cha Hashem agdula. That gdula comes from you, Hashem. So either way, Rav Shela had a miracle happen to him with this pasuk of l'cha Hashem agdula. Rav Shela felt that he had to give something back. And what did he give to Eibishta? He said, I had a miracle happen with this pasuk. I'm going to darshan this pasuk, says the Gemara. So we mentioned Rav Shela's drush of this pasuk. So the Gemara says, it's a braisa that darshaned it a little bit differently. Actually, before we go weiter, let's just stop for a minute. Just one short ha'ara. And that is, so the Gemara mentioned the idea of Malchusa da'ara, that it's Ke'en Malchusa da'rakia, that the way the governments operate on this world, it's Me'en, it's a mashal of Malchusa da'rakia. So I'll tell you something interesting. There's a Gemara Mesechtes Tmura, Daf Tes Vav Amid Beis, a Gemara that we learned together not so long ago, where the Gemara says that when Ezra came up to Eretz Yisrael after Golos Bavel, so he saw that the State of the Union was a very, very big mess. People were married to non-Jews. The Yidden weren't keeping Shabbos. They were Ovdei Avodah Zarah. It was a very, very bad situation. And Ezra felt that he needed to do something. So one of the things that Ezra did was they brought karbonis. They brought the Par Helam Dovah Shel Tzibur. So the Par Helam Dovah Shel Tzibur is a carbon that's talked about in Parshas Vayikra. There's a whole Masechta Kemat that's dedicated to the laws of the Par Helam Dovah Shel Tzibur. It's a small Masechta, although a very hard Masechta. Masechta's Hayrius. And they went ahead and they brought a carbon Tzibur, a carbon that's brought when the Tzibur is Oved Avodah Zarah. But the Gemara says that it's a Pella. How could they have brought this carbon, the Par Helam Dovah Shel Tzibur? It's true that the Tzibur was Oved Avodah Zarah. And it's true that the Torah prescribes a carbon for when the tzibur is over Avodah Zarah. The Par Helam Dovah Shel Tzibur. The problem is that the only time the tzibur brings the Par Helam Dovah Shel Tzibur is if the Aveira was done b'shoigig. But if they do it b'mezid, of course, there's no such carbon. If a tzibur is over Avodah Zarah b'mezid, it's either going to be chayiv skilah, if it's in Erani Dachas, there'll be chayiv sayif. It's a different Shulchan Aruch. You don't bring a carbon for doing an Aveir B'mezid. There's a few examples of it, a few Hashamas. But for the most part, when do you bring a carbon? You do an Aveir B'shoigig. The Par Helam Dovah Shel Tzibur is when the majority of Klal Yisrael is Oved Avodah Zarah,
B'shoigig. Not only that, it has to be a certain type of shoigig. Shigig asayrot. That's the whole Masach Tesoiris. So, frek the Gemara. What do you mean? Ezra was bringing the parhel and davish al tzibur? That would have been good had the Yidden been oivet avaydazar b'shoigig. They were oivet avaydazar b'mezit. So why was he bringing the parhel and davish al tzibur? And the Gemara gives a very short answer. The Gemara says that you want to know why Ezra brought the carbon? It was a rasha. Really, it shouldn't have been that way, but it was a rasha. Rabbeinu Gershom on the side of the Gemara says, what does it mean it was a rasha? That Hashem somehow said that now I'm going to go lefnim mishur sadin. That's not really what the Shura Sadin is. That's his lashon. Lefnim mishur sadin, and I'm going to say that even though the carbon should really only be mechaper for doing an avera b'shoigig, but over here it's going to be mechaper even for doing an avera b'mezid. I saw in the Sefer Eim Abanim Sumecha from Rabbi Yisachar Shloim Taichta. So he says, what's the oimek over here? He says, because the Gemara says throughout Shas, Machusa da'ariz ke'im machusa d'rakia. And he quotes from the Shlach Kodesh and Sfarim HaKdoshim that say that every single thing that you see in a government, any government policy, is a reflection of something that exists in Shemayim. So he says that we know that the Melech has an ability to offer amnesty, to pardon. Right? That's something that a king, a president even has a right to do in a democratic state. He can offer a pardon. So he said, if there's a concept of a federal pardon, if there's a concept of amnesty in this world, it means in Shemayim there must be such a concept as well. And he says, you want to know what happened? The Eibush to pardon that guy. The door was pardoned. They were over the Avodah Zarah. They did the most terrible and horrible Averas in the world. But the Eibishter went ahead and he looked away. He pardoned. But it's an unbelievable thing. A person could dive into the Eibishter for a pardon. And people lobby presidents for a pardon. You can literally lobby HaKadosh Baruch for a pardon. You're right. I'm not Roy Lekach. I can't do tshuva. I don't know what to tell you. Tshuva, tefillah, tzedakah. But there's a new chiddush. There's a new bria that's called a pardon. And said, Rav Teichtal, you want a makar to that from a Gemara? That's what's going on over there in that Gemara, Masech Tesmura, Daf Tesvavim, and Beis. But it's based on the Yisoid of this Gemara that we just learned, that Malchusa Da'ara is Kei Malchusa, that's the Gemara Tanu Rabbanu, right? Bate Yisrael B'Yishuvan. If somebody sees Bate Yisrael B'Yishuvan, Oimer, he makes a bracha, baruch, matzel, gevul almanah. So Rashi says, that what does it mean, bat Yisrael b'yishuvan? Tap Rashi, kigoyim b'yishuv b'yisheni. So for example, b'yishuv b'yisheni. So Pasha, what it means is that Yerushalayim was destroyed during Bayis Rishon. And then the Yidden went to Bavel, Paris, Madai, Shushan, Abira. And eventually they went back to Eretz Yisrael and they built the second base of Mikdash. So if somebody sees Bate Yisrael b'yishuvan, meaning he sees a yishuv where there was once a churban, so he makes a bracha. The bracha that he makes is matzel gevul almana. Why almana? That's the first pasuk in Eicha. Eicha, Yoshua Badad, right? Hoysa ka almana. Klai Yisrael was like almana after the churban. So now that you're seeing a b'yishuvam, so you make the bracha matzel gevul almana. If you've ever been to the churva shul in Yerushalayim, so there's a big sign there that says, Rabbi Yashav Paskind, that if you go to the churva shul, you should make the bracha b'shem ha-malchus. Baruch atah Hashem alikeinu malcha oyla matzel gevul almana. If you know the history of the churva shul, we spoke about it. Chasam Tzoyf has a tshuva about it. In Erechaim, Simen Reish Gimel, we gave two long raid bites on the Churbishul in the beginning of Masechtas Erechin from all places. But regardless, there's an idea that you make the bracha. It was a churva, and now it's already, it's b'yishuvan. There's a bracha b'shem malchus. Baruch matzal gvul amonah. B'churbanon oimer, baruch, what if somebody sees one of the batei Yisrael b'churbanon, then he also makes a bracha. Dayun ha-emes. Batei ovdi chavim b'yishuvam. Somebody sees one of the batei ovdi chavim b'yishuvam. Oimer, he should say, beis geyin, yisach Hashem. He should say that the base geyim, the house of the geyim, the bali gaiva, Hashem should destroy. Berchubana noimer, if he sees the berchubana, he should say, kel nekomes Hashem, kel nekomes Sofia. Zok di gemar, ulav Rav Chizah, v'ko'az di b'urcha. Ulav Rav Chizah were once walking together. Kimata pischa debay Rav Chana bar Chaniloy. They passed the house of Rav Chana bar Chaniloy. Nogad Rav Chizah. When they passed, Rav Chizah gave a krecht. The isnach. Amalei Ula. So Ula told Rav Chizah, my kom isnachis. Why do you krecht? V'amar Rav. Rav said, anocha. That somebody gives us a Shayveris chatzi gufa shel adam. It could break half the guf of a person. Shenavavata ben adam heyonach b'shivrei masayim. That through a heyonach you'll be broken up until your masnayim. Half the guf is going to be broken. Rabbi Yechon says af kol gufa shel adam. Not half an adam, but the whole. Shenavavahoye ki yomer lecha amata nenach v'amarta el shmul kiva v'nameis kol leiv. The end of the pasuk is v'ruful kol yadayim v'chiyas kol ruach v'chol ber. That a krechts could destroy a person. He says, why'd you do that? Amalei Rav Chizah told Ula. He says, I know what Rabbi Yochanan said. I know what Rav said. I know it's not healthy. He said, what should I do? Hei chilo yesnach. How could I not react this way? He says, do you know anything about the house that we just passed? Do you know anything about the house of Rav Chana Bar Chani Loi? He says, let me tell you. They said, they have a sheet and off your sub yamama. They had 60 bakers in the morning. The sheet and off your sub yamama. They had 60 bakers at night. And whatever you want, you can come in. Everything was on the menu. And not just that, Rav Chana Bar Chani Loi was such a bald stalker. He was such a machnes oirach that he never took his hand out of his wallet. Why? The sava, he was always concerned. Dilma asi ani bar toivim. He was afraid that maybe an ani would come, a bar toivim. Someone that's embarrassed to take tzedakah. And if he would hesitate a minute until he went to take the money, maybe the person would be embarrassed and he would not take it. So he knew if a person would have the guts to come up to him and say, please, Rav Chana Bar Chani Loi, help me. He didn't want to give him even a second to have remorse. So right away, he would give it to him. So he was always prepared. He said he had four entrances, like Avraham Avinu's tent, that went to the four sides. Anyone that came in, coughing, hungry, not 50 sava. He would walk out full. And he would take chitim and tsayrim and he would throw it outside, meaning he didn't even have to walk into his house. He would pasha make deliveries. The choman, the chsifa, milsa, the mishko, b'mama, asa, v'shaga, b'leila. Hashto. And Rav Chizde said, look at his house now. Nafa, betila, v'loy, esnach. He said, if I see a house like this, a house that represented so much chesed, so much ashirus, so much gedula of once upon a time, he says, how can I not react this way? Amale. So Ula told Rav Chizde, I'm going to tell you something else. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Hach yom Rabbi Yochanan, yom shachar beis hamikdash nigzur gzeah b'tein shal tzadikim sheyachrevu." Says, unfortunately, what we're witnessing right now is a kiyum of something that the Navi said. Shenemar ba'ozni Hashem tzvaka isem loy batim rabim l'shamayiu gedolim v'toyvim mi'ein yoshev. That va'amir Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said, "Also Kadosh Baruch Hu lachzir liyeshuvam." That one day a Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be machzir them liyeshuvam. Shenemar shiram alis l'David haboitchem b'Hashem kahar tzion. Not Hartziyon, also the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Yeshuva, just like Hartziyon, one day is going to be Yeshuva again. Af Patem Shal Tzadikim, also the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Lahachziron, Li Yeshuvam, Chazid Lemi Ashav Daite. But he saw that he wasn't so appeased by what he said. Amalesi told him, Dayu Le'evich Yeke Rabbah. He says, I understand, it bothers you, but at the end of the day, you want Reb Chana Bar Chani Loi's house to be Yeshuvam? He says, the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. Look what's going on Hartziyon. So you should understand that obviously Patem Shal Tzadikim has to be this way. As well, either way, that's the end of that story. Just one ha'ara. So the Gemara says, "Amr Rabbi Yochanan, v'yem shechara beis hamikdash nigzer gzeira al bateim shal tzadikim sheyachrivu." It sounds like there was a special gzeira on bateim shal tzadikim that they should be destroyed. And the Gemara tells a ma'aseh shaya kachloya with the house of Reb Chana Bar Chani Loi, which was a house of a tzaddik. What went on in that house was not shayach. It was destroyed, and Rav Chizda and Ra'ula understood that this was a kiyum of what Rabbi Yochanan said, Yem Shechara Beis HaMikdash, Nigzer Gzera Abotem Shal Tzadikin. Perhaps one sushtel, and that is the Chsam Sofer and a Tshuva. This is in Yeridea, Tshuva Reish Lame Gimel. The Tshuva was written to Rav Amram Chasida. Rav Amram Chasida was a Talmud of the Chsam Sofer, who went to Eretz Yisrael in the early 1800s, and he settled in Tveria, in Tzfas, in the northern region of Eretz Yisrael. And the Chassam Sofer wrote a very famous tshuva to Rav Amram Chasida. And he was trying to get Rav Amram Chasida to relocate. That instead of being in the northern part of Eretz Yisrael, he should go settle instead of Yerushalayim. And the Chassam Sofer wrote an unbelievable tshuva where he talks about the mailos of Yerushalayim. And he says that even though he's seen from other Chashuva people that said that Bezman HaZeh, there's no Maila in Yerushalayim, and the Chassam Sofer makes the greatest case of all time for living in Yerushalayim, Bezman HaZeh, literally. And he goes on, he talks about the Kedusha of Yerushalayim, and he says it has nothing to do with the Machlokes Rambam Ravid, Kedusha Rishayin, the Kitchel HaShayitav, the Kitchel HaSadavai, like Kitchel HaSadavai. He says it doesn't matter what position you take, whether there is a Mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael Bezman HaZeh, or there's no Mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael Bezman HaZeh, Toises Ksubastav Kuf Yudom and Bez, Rav Chaim Makoy, says nothing to do with that. Forget about the Mitzvah. Forget about whether you could bring a carbon Pesach Bezman HaZeh. It's nothing to do with that. He says Yerushalayim is a place of where a person can achieve certain milus and ruchnias that you cannot achieve anywhere else. And one of the things the Chassam Sofer said was as follows. I quote, "V'kfar olo b'libi loymer." This is famous. "V'fi mashakosev Ramban b'igeres hanifla shaloi b'soif seif ha'teiras ha'adam." Says the Chassam Sofer, the Ramban wrote an igeres hanifla that's printed at the end of Seif ha'teiras ha'adam. And he said as follows, quote, "She'kol mok that any part of Eretz Yisrael that was more Kaddish Mechaveroi after the Churban became more destroyed than Chaveroi." So said the Chassam Sofer, if you need proof that Yerushalayim today has more Kedusha than any other part of Eretz Yisrael. Take a look at Yerushalayim. No one's looked at Yerushalayim for years. For years, no one, hundreds and hundreds and centuries, no one was looking at Eretz Yisrael. Even the Yidden that came, and Tzaddikim, I mean the Mekubalim in the 1500s, 1600s, they all settled in the northern part of Eretz Yisrael. But Yerushalayim remained Charim. And there were reasons why, though, technical reasons. It wasn't so simple. It wasn't so up. But the point, says the Chasam Sofer, is that that's the biggest raya, that that's a place of greatest Kedusha. So he says, Al-Kain, Hoyul, Uba Vayinesenu, Arab, Madayim lo Yigia, Ad Atas, Man Binyonoi, Al-Kain, Hoyul, Zoyz Kedesh, Lo Yisi, Ashu, Shalayim, Biyasar, Oiz, Kedesh, Lo Chinu, Lukach. Then he writes, Miyitein, Viyazikeni, Hashem Yisparach, Liyos, Mi Miyashvin, Shal Yerushalayim. People quote this a lot. That the Chasam Sofer said, Alavai, I should be Zoicha, to be from the Miyashvin Yerushalayim. He wrote this in the early 1800s. Va'al Koponim, Loimi Maharsim, Umi Machrivim Chas V'Sholom, La'aruch Golos Yisrael. And he told Ramam Chassidu, the Bisuch Shoin in Eretz Yisrael, you were Zoicha to go to Eretz Yisrael, you have an opportunity to be Miyashiv Yerushalayim. He says, I daven Miyetev, Viyazakein, Elias, Mi Miyashvin Shal Yerushalayim. How could you be up north? How could you not be down south? It's a fascinating tshuva. But either way, maybe that's the Pshat in our Gemara. Doesn't say all the houses. It says the houses of the tzaddikim. Why the tzaddikim? Because the tzaddikim's houses is where the kedusha is. And like the Ramban said, "Bigeres hanifla shaloi." V'soif sefer Torah Adam shakol mokem amakudush yosem mechavera chare v'shamim yosem mechavera. So it makes sense that there'd be a special gzera, not on all the houses, but al bateim shal tzaddikim, in line with this Ramban that the Chasam Sofer quotes, "B'tshuva hanifla shaloi." In Yeridea, Tshuva Reish Lamed Gimel, a little bit more Gemara. Tana Rabban, right? Kibri Yisrael. Somebody says Kibri Yisrael. Emir makes a bracha. Baruch Hashem Yatz Eschem Adin, Bezon Eschem Adin, Vechukal Eschem Adin, Vaasav Eschem Adin, Vaasav Lakim Chem Adin. Arbi the Ravino, Mesayim Bav Shmei Rav Nachman. He ended it the day of Mispar Kulchem, Vehu Asav Lachiyoyischem Ulukayim Eschem. Baruch Ato Hashem Mechaye Hamesim. Kibri Ovdei Koychavim. Emir, if somebody says Kibri Ovdei Koychavim, he makes a bracha. You should say, well, not a bracha, you should come in boisha imchen. Again, your mother should be embarrassed. I'm Rabbi Shoba Levi. Somebody sees his friend that he hasn't seen in 30 days. Oy Mary makes a bracha. Baruch ato Hashem alekeinu malcha oylam. What if you didn't see your friend for 12 months? Oymer also makes a bracha. Which bracha? Baruch mechaye hamesim. Amar Rav. Rav said, "Ein hames mishtakech min alev elo laacha shnei masach chodesh." A person doesn't forget a mace for 12 months. After 12 months, he forgets. Shenema nishkachti kemes milev hoyisi kichlei oved. Rashi says, where do you see this in this pasuk? So Rashi quotes a Gemara in Perikei L'Metzias, but Metzias daf chav ches. The halacha is, if somebody finds an aveda, where the halacha is chayiv lahachras, so you don't have to be machrasit forever, up to 12 months. If for 12 months you were machrasit sholish regalim, nobody came to claim the aveda, at that point you're allowed to keep it. Because after 12 months, the assumption is yish. We assume the person was miyayish, even if it has a simen, it's something, but yechayiv lahachris. It doesn't matter. But after 12 months, we assume the bailam is miyayish. So the mace is kechli oved. When is a person miyayish from an aveda? Yud beis chodesh. When does a person forget a mace? It's after yud beis chodesh. There's a lot to talk about on this Gemara. We'll talk about it in Hashem tomorrow. But for now, the Gemara is going to go back for a moment to the bracha of Chacham HaRozen. So again, we mentioned the bracha of Shecheyanu v'kimanu v'giyanu l'azman hazeh. That's the last Gemara we said. If you don't see a person for 30 days, you make a Shecheyanu. We mentioned the bracha that if you see a chacham, ashecholak michachmasa li'reyav, we mentioned the chacham harazim. So the whole daf is going to come together now with one incredibly cryptic Dvar Agada. Says the Gemara, Rapapa, Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua, Bekazi, Borcha. Rapapa, Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua, once going together. Pogu, Beber, Rav Chanin, Rav Ravika. And they met Rav Chanin, Rav Ravika. Amrule. So they turned to Rav Chanin, Rav Ravika. Rapapa and Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua did. And they said, Bahadi, the Chazinoch, Barchino, Lachtarti. Wow, now that we met you, we can make two brachas. And they went and they started making brachas. They said, Baruch Ato Hashem, Alekeinu, Melech Oilam, Ashecholak, Michach, Masai, Liyarev. They saw Chacham Rav. Chanin Beit Ravika was a big Chacham. So they made the bracha, Ashachalak Michachmasa Liyarev. And then they made another bracha. They said, Shachiyonu Vikimonu Vikiyonu Lazman Hazeh. Because they hadn't seen him in 30 days. Amaluhu. So Rav Chanin Beit Ravika turned to Rav Papa Rav and Beit Yeshua. And he told him, Anon Nami. Kiven Dechazatchinu. Now that I saw you, Chajab Tinchu Alay Lavayu Kishit the River of Yisrael. To me, you're like 600,000 Yidden. And I'm not going to make two brachas on you.
I'm going to make three brachas. So he turned to them, Ubarchino alai klasa. He made three brachas. Hanach tarti. He said, Baruch atah Hashem lekenem elchoidu mashacholach michachmasa liyireyav. Then he said, Shachiyona vikibadu vikiyona lasman hazeh. And then he was moisef. He said, Baruch hacham arazim. Amrulei. So our papa bread and Rav Huna bread of Shua turned to Rav Chanid bread of Shua. He said, Chakima skulei hai. Why? You're so smart. You knew that you're supposed to make this bracha. Baruch hacham arazim. Yavu beinayu. Mamish, this whole daf's coming together. They looked at him. Mamish, the same way Rav Sheshes lahavdil elef alfi avdolis looked at the tzeduki, the shachiv, and Rav Chanina b'reid the Rav Iko died. So what's going on over here? Two ha'aris. Number one. Two niflodig ha'aris. The first one is, so what's the halacha? If somebody sees 600,000 Jews, only in Eretz Yisrael, he makes a bracha. What bracha do you make? Chacham ha'rozim. What if you see a person that's very, very smart, and he's mamish like 600,000 people. He's such a chacham. He's kaleya so much. He's shakel maybe kochluse Yisrael. Would you make the bracha or not? So right away, if somebody asks you the question, you're going to say, oh, it's today's daf. You run to the Gemara. It seems to be a machloikis, Rav Pop, Rav Huna, Rav Yavishu on the one hand, and then you had Rav Chanina b'Reid Ravika on the other hand. Seemed to be a little bit of a discussion from the fact that Rav Chanina b'Reid Ravika died after he made the bracha. Certainly feels like the halacha is not like him, and the halacha is you shouldn't make the bracha. Stating that, the Torah says as follows. Says the Torah, Haraya Samech Riba Biyacha. This is Simin Reish Chav Dalin, Eirachayim. If somebody sees 600,000 Jews together, Oyim Baruch HaToh Hashem Alekeinim Alecha Oilom Chacham HaRazim. Let's say you see one person who's not just a chacham, where you would make the bracha shechalak michachmasa liyireyav. He's muflik b'chachma. He's next level. Gagal gag. What then? Yivarech, he should make a bracha. Baruch atah Hashem, alikeinu melech ha'olam, chacham ha'rozim. How do you know that? The Rav Chanina b'rei the Rav Iko, I'm reading from the Torah. Because Rav Chanina b'rei the Rav Iko, baruch kachazi the Rav Papa. He made this bracha when he saw Rav Papa. V'yeshoimrim, some say, she'ein bezman hazem mishav roi levarech olav. That this whole halakh is a moot point. Because today, nowadays, there's no person that's worthy of making this bracha. So believe it or not, after you read this Gemara, it sounds like for sure you're not supposed to make this bracha. The Torah says, when he made Chanina b'Reid Ravika made the bracha. I mean, said that was the beginning of the story. What happened at the end of the story? The Torah makes a chnish visiting for what happened right after he made the bracha. But this is the Torah, and then the Torah is mefakpe. He says, I'm not sure. The reason I'm not sure is because I don't know if there's anyone anyways of worthy of making such a bracha. The Vel tells a story, and this is printed in many different places in many different versions, but I'll read to you the version that's printed in the Oiris Chsam Sofer in Parshas Pinchas. The story goes, Maisa Shahaya Kachaya. The Chsam Sofer was at the time Rav in Mat, or he was going to be Makabel the Nasius, to become the Rav in Matistov. This is before he became Rav in Presburg. And on his way to Matistov, he passed through the city of Presburg, and he went to be Makabel the Rav of Presburg. The Rav of Presburg at the time, his name was Rav Meshulam. So he went to go visit Rav Meshulam. Now, parenthetically, the Chsam Sofer had an unbelievable respect for this Yid Rav Meshulam. In fact, the Chsam Sofer was maspid Rav Meshulam. It's printed in Josh Chsam Sofer, the hesped that he gave for the Presburger Rav Rav Meshulam. And he said as follows. It's worth hearing this because it's going to segue very nicely into the story. He said, Hein ato bavo yineseinu arabim choshche inenu b'misas go'in Yaakov aluf ha-toyro ha-goyin ha-godol ha-mefurs in Rav Shalom Zatzal shoyo of bezdin the Presburg shahoyu, who, how great was he? Shnei Zroi Oysa his two arms with Kishnei Sifrei Toyin. Sifrei Sifrei Torah. Ayin Rasa Vitoido Asher Mamish I Efshel L'Sha'er. It's impossible to even assess. Goydol HaBikiyos U'mihiros HaCharifos Asher Chubru Yachtov. He was an incredible blend of Sinai and Oika Harim, said the Chsam Sofer. Lo yu'um in kiyah super, v'chulu. U'bevadai kosha loy mashi yimotzei achar memali mekoyme b'chochmo. It's impossible. So everyone thinks of the Presburger Rav, you think of the Chsam Sofer, right? The Chsam Sofer apparently felt that he had big shoes to fill. He came, he became Rav after this Yid, Rav Meshulam, and he says he was mekayim the posik b'mikram mole v'shinantam levonecho shiyu divrei Torah m'shunonim b'ficho shiyim shalcha adam al tegamgeim. Either way, this is an excerpt of the hesped that the Chsam Sofer gave on this Yid Rav Meshulam. Regardless, the Chsam Sofer walks in now to meet Rav Meshulam. And you see what he thought of Rav Meshulam. And when he walked in, he had a suffix by himself. Should he make the bracha? Baruch HaCham HaRazim. The Torah says that he's supposed to make the bracha of Baruch HaCham HaRazim. The Eish Oymrim She'im Bezman Hazeh Misha Roy Levarich Olav. But his hergish was that maybe you should make the brachas. So he wasn't sure what to do. So what the Chsam Sofer did was, he came and he met Rav Meshulam, and he says, Ichfil Redin mit the Rav and Lernin Abyssal. So he says, okay, what do you want to talk about? Today's daf. So he started talking about our Gemara, the Gemara Masechtas Brachos, where the Gemara has a discussion. If you see somebody great, one person, Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Brei Rav Yeshua, do you make the bracha Baruch Hacham Arazim? You don't make the bracha Baruch Hacham Arazim. And the Chassam Sofer felt like this. He's being mekayim it a little bit because he's acknowledging the bracha. He's giving the cover that he had to give to the Preshbagar Rav, Rav Mishol. Okay, so what did he want? I mean, you can't just walk in and say over a Gemara. He says, let me tell you a Gemara. He knew the Gemara. So he asked the Makashas. Kasha was, the Rambam doesn't bring this. And his question was, why doesn't the Rambam bring it? He doesn't understand why the Rambam didn't bring it. Meaning, it's mashma from the Torah that the halacha really is. He's supposed to make the bracha Baruch Hacham Arazim. So he says, how come the Rambam didn't bring it? So he says, and don't tell me that the Rambam didn't bring it. This was the Chassam Sofer's Kasha to Rav Mishulim. Don't tell me the reason the Rambam didn't bring it is because it's not Negeya. Maybe he held like the Yesh Oirim in the Torah, that the Yesh Oirim She'im Bezman has a Mishiroi Levarich Olav. Because we know the Rambam brings all the Hilchas and the Meshichas. The Rambam brings all the halachas that are going to be Negeya. So the Chassam Sofer came into Rav Mishulim. He wasn't sure if he should make the bracha Baruch Hacham Arazim because he held him in such high esteem. So he figured, let him talk about the Gemara in Daf Nun Ches, but there has to be a punchline. What's the Kasha? So the kasha was, the ask was, he said, how come the Rambam didn't bring this halacha? The ain loyma because of the Yeshayim in the Torah, because the Rambam brings halachas that are not negeb as man as the Rambam has halachas ma'isa kabbanas, halachas psuliyam mikdashim. Rambam has all the halachas that are not negeb as man as this. How come the Rambam didn't bring this halacha? So if I go in Rambam Shulam, he told him on the side, he said, the Pshat's Pashat. He says, today the Rambam didn't bring it because the Rambam held like the Yeshayim in the Torah. See, else not negeb as man as that. What's the kasha? It's a Hilchas of the Mashiach. Lasa love it, it will be negeb. The Rambam brings all the Hilchas of the Mashiachas. He says, when Mashiach comes, it's also not going to be negeb. Because when Mashiach comes, the Navi Yeshaya said, Umala Oretz Deus Hashem Kamayim Liyam Mechasim. There's going to be so much day in the world, everyone's going to be geniuses. So what's the kunz? You met someone that knows six vas tutzich vayenim in hearts. Everyone's going to be going him. The whole chiddush of the bracha Baruch Hacham Arazim is only Baal Mahadein. But Baal Madasi, it's not going to be a kunz. Everyone's going to be so smart. So the Rambam didn't bring it because the other wasn't a geya. It's not a geya now, Bismanenu. Because Bismanenu, Yeshoimrim, there's no one that's Roy Levarich Olav Kach. And Hilchasil Mashicha, everybody's going to be smart. There'll be no Chiddush in this. And if there's no Chiddush, you can't make the bracha. The Baruch Hacham Arazim is, to the extent, is a Chiddush. But there won't be a Chiddush. So the Chassam Sofer looked at Rav Meshulam and he said, half of a fella, and you just answered, I think a Tosfos Yontif's Kasha. He said, Tosfos Yontif's Kasha? So he said, yeah, this is mad. The Shakra Vataya between two Preshbagar Ravs. This is unbelievable. So he told him, Shatzaze, he told him that the Gemara says, is Halach and Perak L'Yachbar, that in front of a city, you have to make sure there's nice landscaping. So it says, you're not allowed to plant a tree within 25 amos of a city. An Ilan Srak, a tree that doesn't bear fruit, you can't plant within 50 amos of a city. It's Shitas Abishol in the second parak of Masechtas Bava Basra. So you can't plant a tree within 25 amos of a city. You have to make sure it looks very nice. It somehow takes away from the beauty of the city. Ilan Yisrak, Abishol Oimer, 50 amos. The Rambam Pirush HaMishnah says the halacha is like Abishol. Yet mysteriously, the Rambam in the Yad Chazaka doesn't bring Abishol's halacha. He doesn't bring Abishol. And the Tosfos Yontif is Matmiya on the Rambam in the Yad Chazaka in the Mishnah Torah. The Rambam said in his Pirush HaMishnah is the halacha is like Abishol. So how come he didn't bring it? Now, if the halacha is not like Abishol, that's why he didn't bring it. But the Rambam Lishitasa, he said the halacha is like Abishol. He wrote it in his Pirush HaMishnah. So how come he left it out of his Yad Chazaka? How come the Rambam left it out of his Mishnah Torah? That's the question Tosfos Yontif says. Says the Tosfos Yontif, I have a shtickel in Eitzah. Maybe the teretz is that the Rishonim say, the Mukhi Yosef says it right there on the Gemara, that all these halachas are not negeb as man as that. But they will be negeya when Mashiach comes. So Frey sucked to Tosfos Yontif. Okay, maybe the Rambam didn't bring it because it's not negeya. But he said it doesn't work with the Rambam because the Rambam brings all the hilchos of the Mashiachas. That's the Tosfos Yontif. Sucked to Chassam Sofer. It's the Habachat Teretz. He said the Rebbe Rav Meshulam was ma'ir me with a Teretz. He said because Rashi brings the beginning of Parashas Bechukosai. The Eitz Asa the Yitain Piryai. All the Ilone Srak, Lasad Lavai, are going to be Yitanu Peres, the Organ of Peres. So it comes out, there's not going to be Ilone Srak when Mashiach comes. That's why the Rambam didn't bring it. It's not negated to bring it for today, because he's Alochas and not negated today. Elamai, it's a Hilchas of the Mashiach. This is a Metzias that's going to change when Mashiach's going to come. So the Chassam Sofer told Rav Meshulam, with this, he answered this question. This is only the first order. But there's another order. An order that's not just going to put today's daf together. An order that's going to put like the last 2 weeks together. So the Gemara tells the story. It was unbelievable hashgacha how I found this, but offline. But this is mamish incredible. Mamish incredible. So the Gemara says there are Papa, Rav Hunda, Rav Yeshua, they're walking together, and they meet who? They meet Rav Chanina, Rav Yikah. and they see him, and they said, wow, I'm so excited we met you, and they make two brachas, shecholak mechachmas liyareyav, they hadn't seen him in 30 days, shechiyonu v'kimonu v'giyonu lasman hazeh. And he turned to them, and he said that, I'm so happy I saw you, because not only am I going to make two brachas, I'm going to make a third bracha, hanach tarti, and he added this bracha of baruch hacham arozim. And Amrulei, they turned to him, and they said, chakim askulei hai, you're so smart, you know how to make this bracha of chacham arozim, whatever this means, yavu b'einayu. They looked at him, the shachiv. And Rav Chanin, the brother of Ika, died. So Rav Chanin, the brother of Ika, died. Why? Because Rav Papa, Rav Hun, the brother of Yeshua, looked at him in a certain way. As a result of what? Of the fact that he made the brach of Baruch HaCham HaRozim on them, because he was machshev them like they were 600,000 years. And of course, the Gemara, sorry, well, why did he die? It sounds like he deserved to die. Yavu be'enayu. That nusach sounds like he was epes chayiv misa. So what does this mean? What exactly did he do to deserve to die? We mentioned last week, the Gemara Masechtas Eruv and Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara says that for 3 years, the Talmidim of Shammai and the Talmidim of Hillel argued. Halalu oimer malacha kimoiseinu, v'halalu oimer malacha kimoiseinu. A baskel said, Eilu v'eilu divir lekim chayim, v'halacha kimoiseinu. And we said over from the Teres Chayim, and for Rabbi Yosef Engel in his Gilyoni Ashas and Masechtas Yevamis, that what's pshat in the Gemara? Halalu oimer malacha kimoiseinu. Of course, anytime there's a machloikas between two people, I think I'm right, you think you're right. So what does it mean, halalu oimer malacha kimoiseinu? It sounds like they only argued for 3 years. And what's that lashon, halacha kimoiseinu? I mean, just because I think I'm right doesn't necessarily mean that halacha is like me. The Shach didn't always think that halacha was going to be like him. He understood there's a Taz and that there's a Magen Avraham. Doesn't mean that halacha is going to be like him. So what does it mean, halacha kimoiseinu? So we spoke out from the Gedoyle Achronim that they were kulam nischavnu l'dover echad. And that is, by Shami Misol argued. And they understood that someone has to come and resolve this machloikis. So how do you resolve such a machloikis? You have two parties, literally, in Klal Yisrael. How do you come now and be machriya b'neim? How are you supposed to do that? So they felt that what we need to do is work with Gidrei HaPsak. The most basic fundamental principle when it comes to Psak Halacha is what the Torah says in Parashas Mishpatim. Achrei Rabim Lahatos. That if you're not sure what to do, you take a vote. So they sat down and they said, okay, who's the Raif? Whoever's the Raif, they're going to win. The problem is there were two Raifs. Because Beis Hillel quantitatively was the Raif. Beis Shammai qualitatively was the Raif. So Beis Hillel said, we're not sure. We have to go bust the Raif. We're more people. If we're more people, we're the Raif. Beis Shammai argued. Beis Shammai said, no, we're the Raif. Because even though you're more, but the Gemara says in Yevamos, Yudalim and Aleph, and it's mentioned 1,000 times in the Rishonim and in the Svarim, that Beis Shammai was Mechadad Itfei. They were smarter. So Beis Hillel said, we're the Raif, because quantitatively we're more. Beis Shammai said, no, we're the Raif, because qualitatively we're more. And that was the Machloikis. This wasn't a Machloikis, I'm right. No. This was, they were past that already. Beis Shammai thought they were right, Beis Hillel thought they were right. We're up to the point where we have to resolve this. We need to figure out a way to be machria. So the question is, we need to figure out what's the halacha. What's the halacha? You go b'sur roi, b'chir abim lahantais. Oh, but it's was this chadash nacha machlekes. Halalu, I'm halacha k'may say no, because we're the roi. Halalu, I'm halacha k'may say no, because we're the roi. The point is, Beis Hillel held that the roi, and they're the one that's supposed to be the winner because they're the Rav in Kamos. Quantitatively, they're more. Beis Shammai held that, no, they're supposed to be the Rav because they're the Rav in Ech. So we mentioned Yosef Engel, Shtal Zesu to different places. We Shtal it to maybe to Sinai v'Oikaharim. Regardless, I saw this morning that the Rogachov Gayan, in the same shtickle that we spoke out a couple of weeks ago where he talks about Ketzach and he talks about Beis Hillel was more in the physical and Beis Shammai was more in the supernatural. You make the brach on the Yayin first, you make the brach on the Reach first. With the Ketzach, it is Mekabel Tum, it's not Mekabel Tum, and the Mishnah over there, then the Masech Tesukten. In that same tshuva, in the very same tshuva, says the Rogachov Gayan, he said, Ubezeh Yuvan, with this, and he says a little bit differently, but with this, you could understand Pshat and this Gemara right here. So what's this Shaila of whether you can make the bracha Baruch HaCham HaRozim on a person who's shakel to 600,000? If you make the bracha on 600,000 Jews, so why shouldn't you make it on one person who's shakel to 600,000? So what's the difference? The difference is Kamos. When you have 600,000 people, you have Reva Kamos. But when you have one person, it's not Kamos. You don't have numbers. All you have is Echos. Beis Hillel held Kamos. Halacha kimoiseinu. Beis Shammai held Echos. They held no Kamos. I don't care about numbers. It's all about quality, qualitatively. If you have one person that shakel to 600,000 people, you don't have the numbers. But qualitatively you have it. It's Reva Echos. When Rav Chanina Breder Avika went and he made the bracha to Rav Papa, Rav Huna Breder Dev Yeshua, said the Rogachov Gayan, you know what Rav Papa, Rav Huna Breder Yeshua saw? Oh, you hold Reva Echos. Oh, you hold Chakimas Kulei Hai. Yom mechadet itvei. This smacks from Beishamai. If it smacks from Beishamai, Yavu beinayu v'shochid, he was chayiv misa. You know why? Because just like Reb Tarfon was chayiv misa when he went like Beishamai, says the Rogach of a guy in one line. It's not shaykh. I mean, but you talk about taking it to another level. It's not shaykh. He said, this is what's going on over here. This is the oimek in this Gemara. The oimek in this Gemara was that they saw that he was being madgish. That was what was going on there. He was coming to show them Beis Shammai, that you could have a yochid that could be 600,000 people. Finish the spell from the rabbim of Israel. No, there's yechidim and fakir. He told Rav Popo. He told Rav Huna Rebbe Yeshua, but they fashted everything. They understood exactly what was going on. This was a mice. This was an act of Beis Shammai. And they felt for an act of Beis Shammai, he's chayiv misa, just like Reb Tarfon was chayiv misa for an act of Beis Shammai. What's interesting is we're dealing now with the Dor of Da'am Iran, which means this is hundreds of years later. I mean, this is way after the times of Reb Tarfon, and there's still remnants of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. So you have to know the history exactly when it all, you know, quieted down. This, the as far as Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel goes, but here you have a Rogachov, a Goyen who's learning Pshat and a Gemara that's dealing with already later Da'am Iran. These are late Da'am Iran that are dealing still very much in the trenches and of the drama of the Shammai and Beis Hillel.